Watch, Professor Pamela Carlin rants about Trump, admits crossing street to avoid his hotel. By Kyle Morris and Ezra Dooley's on December 4, 2019. Stanford Law School Professor Pamela Carlin, one of three witnesses called by Democrats to testify on the first day of the House Judiciary Committee's impeachment inquiry, once admitted to despising President Donald Trump so much that she crossed the street rather than walk by one of his hotels. In a 2017 American Constitution Society panel discussion, which also included former Weekly Standard editor Bill Kristol and was moderated by The Washington Post's Ruth Marcus, Carlin repeatedly launched into rants about Trump's outrageous behavior both before and after he was elected, repeatedly saying that he worries her and questioning whether he is able to tell the difference between truth and falsehood. She shared the anecdote about avoiding the Trump International Hotel in Washington, D.C., in her very first statement for the panel. I came in from the airport yesterday and I got off the bus from Dulles down at L'Enfant Plaza and I walked up to the hotel and as I was walking past what used to be the old post office building and is now Trump Hotel. I had to cross the street, of course, she said. Are you staying there? Neil Siegel, a fellow panelist, asked. Carlin responded, God, no. Never. Carlin went on to characterize Jared Kushner and Ivanka Trump as inexperienced and loopy and criticized Trump for his lack of public service experience prior to becoming president. This is the first time in our country's history that we have elected a president who, before he became president, had never served in public service for a minute, a second, a nanosecond of his entire life, and we are reaping the whirlwind of that, she said. At one point, Carlin claimed President Trump does not believe in democracy, citing his opposition to Hillary Clinton. Carlin also questioned whether President Trump can clearly distinguish between truth and falsity. Do you think the president even knows that there is such a thing as the truth? What worries me here is, you talk about, well, people say things they know to be false, she stated. What worries me with him is I don't think the category of truth versus falsity necessarily is something baked into him. At one point, began singing lyrics from the Broadway musical Candide and explained, I burst into song all the time, and the thing that worries me is we've got a president who wants to sing Tomorrow Belongs to Me, from Cabaret. Carlin also claimed President Trump has sexually assaulted more women than 99.99% of all of the people who have entered this country legally. The aside came in the middle of a monologue where she expressed fear that Trump's opponents may never reach a red light moment to end his term in office. Every day Trump says something outrageous and people go, ah, at least it's not as outrageous as the day before thing. I remember this during the campaign, where he would say things, and you would think, okay, that's the end. When he mocked John McCain for having been shot down. When he made fun of the reporter with the disability. When the infamous tapes about grabbing women came out, and you kept thinking, Kristol, the Mexican judge. The Mexican judge, the rapists. Donald Trump has sexually assaulted more women than 99.99% of all of the people who have entered this country illegally. By himself, he's done more. And people have stopped, think about it, because it's just like every day it's a new one. And I worry about that, because I think that may stop us from ever getting to the red light moment. Emphasis added. The Stanford Law School professor also insinuated that President Trump is trying to destabilize the courts to shift blame if a major terrorist attack happens on his watch. What worries me is, imagine that the next disaster is something like the Oklahoma City bombing. He's gonna claim it was Muslims. And there's gonna be backlash and there's gonna be all kinds of problems there. Look at the fact that we haven't had a mass terrorist attack in the United States, but we've had some pretty serious crimes since he's become president. And look at how long it took him to say anything about the stabbing of those two men on the metro train in Portland. Part of why he's trying to destabilize the courts is so there will be somebody else to blame rather than him if something goes wrong. According to FEC records, Carlin donated $1,000 to the presidential campaign of Senator Elizabeth Warren, DMA, in July. When pressed on that fact by Representative Matt Gaetz, RFL, Carlin vented during another lawmaker's time, I have a constitutional right under the First Amendment to give money to candidates. At the same time, we have a constitutional duty to keep foreigner from spending money in our elections. Follow Kyle on Twitter at RealKyleMorris and Facebook.